my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, neighbor. How are you today? I hope you're having a good day. I know I say the same thing probably every day, but I really want you to have a good day. This is the day. This is the day. Who knows what's maybe just perhaps before the day is over, we'll see our Savior first of all, and that'll be great. Well, Brother Alvin Martinez and his daughter Brooke had such a beautiful name, Brooke Martinez. It just had a ring to it. She got married a few months ago. Her name is Baker, B-A-K-E-R. That is a crazy name, isn't it, Brother Alvin? Thank you, Brother Alvin. Here's Brooke Baker singing with her dad, Alvin Martinez. My latest son, my most recent son, is sinking fast. I love this song. We sing it in our church, especially on Sunday morning. It is, well, Sunday night too. Go ahead.
My latest son is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph is begun.
That's a great song. We're going to get one more song up real quick here, and then I want to get into 1 John chapter 5, verse 11, 12, and 13. I use these verses in the assurance of salvation so often with new Christians, leading them to Christ, then I give them the assurance in these verses. Well, look at it. Because of me, he chose Calvary. There's a good song we'll have the family sing for us. And then 1 John chapter 5, verses 11, 12, and 13.
Because of me, he chose Calvary. I was the reason he chose to die. I was the one who pierced his side. I was the one who mocked his precious name. saved me from my sin. I'm so undeserving. He did it all just for me. He was compelled by love and compassion. Though the crowd showed him such rejection, he showed mercy and such grace. When he looked, he saw my face. Because of me, he chose Calvary. My sins were many, he paid them all. He keeps me safe each time I fall.
Praise God, he chose Calvary for you and for me. Here's what the scripture is. I sent Brother Jewel out to look for my phone in my car. He has come back empty-handed. No phone? You've looked in the floor and everywhere, didn't you? Well, I've got the phone here somewhere, Brother Jewel. Why don't you check my coat pocket right there, will you please? All right, here we go. Chapter 5. Is it there in the top? No, no, no. Well, don't try to call me right now, friends. I can't reach you, and you can't reach me. He's looking, nothing there. Well, I put that phone somewhere. I'll find it in a couple days. That'll be fine. Verse 11. And this is the record. It's recorded. Oh, I'm glad God records things. This is the record. God recorded that. God hath given to us, or whatever he's given, it's in the record book. God's given to us eternal life. I love to stop right there and ask people, what type of life did God just give you when you got saved? They'll always look. I'll say right here, it says right here, what did I just read? Eternal. What is the word eternal? It means forever. Everybody always says forever. It means forever. And this life is in his son. Is the life, wait a minute, is the life in the church? No. Is the life in the baptistry? No. Where is this life? It's in his son, Jesus Christ. He that hath the son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So what if a person doesn't get saved? Do they have life? No, they don't. They do not have eternal life. You must have eternal life. And the Bible goes on to say in verse number 13, these things have I written on you that believe on the name of the Son. John, do you believe on Jesus Christ? Do you believe that he died for your sins? Do you believe that he was that he rose again? Do you believe that these things happened for you? Do you believe this? Yes, I do. Well, these things have I written to you, but believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may, what's that next word? Know. God wants you to know that you have eternal life. Let's stop for a minute, John. If you sin today, I say you tell a lie, you steal something or whatever. If you sin today, do you lose your salvation? No, because God gave you eternal life. He said it in verse 11. He says in verse 13, God just gave you eternal life that you may know that you have eternal life. God wants to know soul salvation. He wants you to know that you have eternal life. He wants you to be sure of it and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. That is great assurance. And you know what? This is all in the record book. God just gave you eternal life. No man shall ever take it from you. I always go to the Gospel of John, and I show how that in chapter 10, that the Father has put Jesus in his hand. And God has you and I in God's hand. And so I put the top lid of a pen. I'm taking it apart right now. And I put that in my hand on my right hand. And I shut it down really tight. But not only am I secure in Christ, I'm secure in the Godhead. The Father puts his hand around Jesus Christ. Now, try to get that out of that, these two hands. Try to get it out. They can never get it out. They can never get it out. I said, you're not going to get it out because God just gave you eternal life. And that life is in whom? Jesus. They'll all say it, in Jesus. And he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm glad when God saved me, he didn't give me temporary life. He didn't give me three quarters life. He didn't give me a little bit of life. He gave me eternal, forever and ever and ever and ever eternal life. And it's through Jesus Christ, his Son. What a wonderful thrill. Well, I want to remind you that tonight, in our church, we have church tonight, and you have church in your church, maybe tonight or tomorrow night. I don't know what night it is, but I want you to get to church tonight or tomorrow night and get there ready, get there early. You're probably running in from work. I understand that, probably without dinner, but get to God's house and let God speak to your heart tonight. Say, God, speak to me. As you're driving in the last leg of the journey, God, speak to me. Speak to me, please. Father, I want to thank you for Wednesday. It's always such a good day in elementary and high school and college chapel. It's always such a good day. And I pray your blessing upon the services tonight as we continue our study here on Words to Live By. Thank you for your mercy, your grace. And God, I pray that we might recognize that we have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.